All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Dallas Cowboys took the field today as 7-point favorites over the New York Jets, and personally, I thought that that was a low spread since the Cowboys were playing a winless team. But the Jets established a tone early with a long drive in the first quarter that resulted in a touchdown to give them the 7-3 lead. And then after the Jets were able to stop the Cowboys on fourth down inside of their own 10-yard line, and they caught the Cowboys napping on the very next play when quarterback Sam Darnold went play action and he went up top and found wide receiver Robbie Anderson one-on-one with a cornerback. And then, of course, Jeff Heath, the safety, went to make a play on the ball, and he got burned. And 92 yards later, Anderson had himself a touchdown to give Gang Green the 14-3 advantage. And before you knew it, in the second quarter, late in the second quarter, Dallas was actually down 21-3 before they got their offense going. Of course, you know, Brett Maher had that 62-yard field goal just before the half ended to give Dallas some momentum heading into the dressing room. Dallas did get their offense going in the second half. I mean, it was 21-9, and then they thought they were going to have another touch, or their first touchdown in the game was called back for passing an offensive pass interference. But this Dallas team, to me, they were sleepwalking too much. I know that Amari Cooper was injured at wide receiver. Dak Prescott was 28-40 passing for 277 yards with no TDs and no picks, while he was only sacked once. But if you watch this game, Dak was very uncomfortable for a good portion of it because this Jets defense, especially their front line, was really dictating things. And you know, anytime that you have a defense which is called by Greg Williams, and of course, right now he is a Jets defensive coordinator, he's going to bring the heat. He wants to put heat on that opposing quarterback, and he made life tough for Dak Prescott this afternoon. Ezekiel Elliott did have a good stat game. He did have over 100 yards rushing on the ground, but he did not have those impact yards. When it came down to third and short and fourth and short, when the Cowboys called his number, he couldn't get the yards. Why? Because this Jets defensive line was dictating the pace. And then on top of that, Jet safety Jamal Adams, who was one of the best players at his position in the NFL, was flying all over the field. Having a guy like Jamal Adams is like having an extra linebacker, and of course, he still has the range and the speed to play safety and coverage on passes. So that really changed the things that the Cowboys wanted to do. And again, Dallas really, you know, if you watch this game, Dallas stepped on the field, you know, no big thing. We got the Jets. I know that they're getting Sam Darnold back, but you know what? We'll be good to go. This Jets team, they did not have a win so far this season, but you look at what the return of Sam Darnold was able to do for this team. All of a sudden, the wide receivers were running better routes. There was more crispness from the offense. Le'Veon Bell had more pep in his step because he had somebody who could get him the ball. And now all of a sudden, Dallas, before they realized it, they were in trouble. They were playing catch up all afternoon long. They got it to 24-22 with just under a minute left. And of course, Dak Prescott's pass to Jason Witten for the potential game tying 2-point conversion was incomplete, and Dallas could not recover the onside kick, and the Jets could just take a few kneel downs and get out of there with their first victory of the season. But for Dallas, this is a game you have to win. And of course, the finger pointing is going to go right back to head coach Jason Garrett, and it should be, because, I mean, this is a game that you have to get your team up for. And it was just several weeks ago, people were looking at Dallas as a Super Bowl contender when they began this year with a record of 3-0. But let's not overlook the fact that of the three teams that Dallas has beaten so far this season, they have a combined three victories between them. Things changed when they faced the New Orleans Saints a couple of weeks ago. We saw what happened last week at home versus the Green Bay Packers, and then today versus the Jets. The one saving grace that the Dallas Cowboys have right now is that the NFC East is not going to be a runaway. We saw the Philadelphia Eagles lose today on the road to the Minnesota Vikings. They're 3-3. The New York Giants are 2-4, but nobody believes in them. And I know that Washington got their first win of the season today at 1-5. But if this team wins four games this year, that's going to be just about it for them. Now, if you're Dallas, this is a big game coming up this Sunday at home on Sunday night versus Philly. You then have your bye and you come back on the road to face the New York Giants in Monday Night Football before you face the Minnesota Vikings at home in week number 10. And then you got several tough games in a row. Okay, you're at Detroit in week 11. You're at New England in week 12. And then you're home for Buffalo on Thanksgiving. And then you're at Chicago before you host the Rams. You're on the road for Philly. And then you finish up at home against Washington. So at this point, I mean, the way that things are shaping up in the NFC East, 8-8 or 9-7 might win it. And Dallas could limp into the playoffs. And they still have the potential to do some damage. But if they cannot get back to dictating things on the line of scrimmage offensively, it is going to be a struggle. Plain and simple, this Dallas offensive line got punched in the mouth today. This team was not ready to play. They did not play 60 minutes of football. The Jets were the more aggressive team, and that is why Dallas is heading back home to Valley Ranch, licking their wounds after they lost their third consecutive ball game. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.